I'm your host, Skibbity Coffee, and this is going to be a new series on my channel where I interview people on Vidly about stuff. The first guest is Gudetama 2. Welcome. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a long day of biking for hours all the way along a canal trail, so I'm pretty tired, but I'm excited for this. It's brilliant. It's an interesting idea, and I like to be a part of it.
Anyway, first question I'm going to ask is, how did you first hear about Vidly?
So, the way I first heard about Vidly was probably one that's not very conventional. So, have you heard of the man Yuri Kuznetsov, or Kuz,
before? I'm sorry, what?
Have you heard of the man Yuri Kuznetsov, also known as Kuz? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Co-owner of Vidly?
I don't think, I'm not sure if he is anymore, but, so, he's pretty well known throughout a lot of circles, and one of them is, like, the Soyjack stuff, right? So I was watching because I was interested in that kind of stuff. I was interested, it's kind of, you know, the soy stuff, whatever. But I was watching a little documentary about him, and he mentioned that he owned a bunch of sites. One of the sites mentioned was Vidly, so I was like, that sounds like an interesting site. I'm going to check it out. And in, like, maybe late 2024, maybe in December, probably December 2024, I saw the site and, you know, browsed around it, thought it was interesting. This was after, I don't know when you joined, but this was after the era with all the gore and Nazi stuff and everything. So it was a little bit more cleaner, definitely more hospitable. But I started making videos in January. I first started, like, uploading stuff. Like, I uploaded a music video and that was from YouTube, and then I eventually started making my own videos, commentary and stuff.
Interesting how you knew Kuz without knowing Vidly before. Yeah, I feel like most people, when they first hear about Vidly, then hear about Kuz.
Well, the thing for me was that I first heard about, like, the Shardy, like, Soyjack.party and Soyjack stuff, and then I learned about Kuz through that, and then because I was researching Kuz, I ended up getting to this. And I like it. It's a nice community.
Oh,
it's nice.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What exactly even is Soyjack Party?
So it's a relatively not too old website. It started, so you know, like, Wojax, right, that are used for memes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Soyjacks are, like, a variant of that. They're often, like, go hand in hand, and it would be hard to talk about the whole culture, because for an internet meme, it's surprisingly complicated. But Soyjack Party is, like, an image board, sort of like 4chan, but mainly revolving around Soyjacks and, like, people posting their images with them about various topics and memes and stuff. So that's mainly what it is. If you want more info on it, I suggest whoever's watching just look it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm gonna give the second question I wrote on my thing.
Oh, okay.
Why did you decide to use Vidly?
I always had, you know, all kids have fantasies about, oh, I want to become a YouTuber, but I thought, you know, I might as well to put my hand in content creation, and I felt that YouTube would be a bad choice simply because I had made multiple accounts in there before and posted some videos, but they didn't do well at all just by the nature of YouTube being a gigantic platform. But Vidly was much smaller, and you could get views and comments easier, like, right off the bat if you started making relatively, you know, moderate quality videos. So, and that was the same for you, right?
Yeah, I understand all of this.
Yeah. All right, I'm back. What was the next question?
Next question is, what are some problems of Vidly you would like to see changed?
You know, one thing, I don't have any gripes exactly right now. I think I've had a pretty smooth experience on it. But I do know that, Lulwhat made a post about how some people had gotten unnecessarily banned. And I think that I'm afraid with, like, the new moderation change with Aniki that he might start overstepping his bounds or something. And Lulwhat did address that, but I feel like it hasn't been fully addressed because there have been people who have been banned for, like, usually for, like, being Nazis or whatever, that maybe they haven't really been rebanned because they were violating the community guidelines, but that happened before the change of the community guidelines where they tried to make it more, you know, friendly to, you know, because Turkey banned Vidly, if you probably know that. And They tried to make it more friendly, but I don't want them to go too much in the direction of, okay, we should censor stuff because we don't want to anger the feds. It should be still, it's basically less censorship.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, it's not really a problem.
The thing about the banning of people on the video was that they just banned people with the new rules without telling them beforehand. Yeah. So it's just like, they should have just deleted the videos but kept the channels.
Yeah, or just give them a warning saying that, you know, don't, these are the new community guidelines and, you know, don't fuck up or whatever. But yeah, I think that's, it's not really much of a problem now, but, you know, that's always an important thing for any social network, which is, you know, balancing moderation and, you know, expression.
I'm trying to think of other questions. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah,
I didn't write much questions on my thing.
I didn't think you had much planned. I wasn't sure.
If this series is successful, the next episode, I'll definitely add more questions to ask the next person.
Yeah, that's important. That was one of the things
I was going to... This is just a pilot one. It's not that...
Yeah. It's not that important.
Anyway. But I'm just thinking, like, what were your thoughts on the gore era of Vidly?
The gore era? Well, I didn't know much about it because I came, like, right after it. Because I have seen, like, I know, like, one of the first videos I watched on Vidly was, like, Vidly tips and tricks or something, and it showed about how you can, like, hide age-restrict videos so you don't have to see people's, like, penises and, like, Funky Town gore videos, which I think that, I mean, there are, I don't know if shock sites are popular anymore, but there are places for gore, like, you could put it on, like, I don't know, like, Encyclopedia Dramatica. I don't think that Vidly should have gore. And sexual content maybe to an extent it could be allowed, but not as it used to be, or at least what I think it used to be.
I was actually in the gore area with an old account, and, like, it's hard to, like, remember much, but, like, basically it was, like, almost everything on the site was related to, like, gore or Nazism in some way. Like, you couldn't just upload a normal video.
Yeah, and I heard about that, too. And if it was going to be popular, it was just going to be gore, you know, not National Socialism or whatever. Basically, right?
Yeah, but, like, nowadays, I've been finding a lot of new channels like you and others where they actually post original good content on Vidly. Mm. Like, before in the gore era, you couldn't really find much good original content. It was either, like, gore stuff or racism or, like, a re-uploaded video from YouTube or something. Yeah.
I do have re-uploaded videos on my channel, as anybody could see if they want to check out my channel, but it's not... I also try to mix it with, you know, original content, too.
Yeah.
Which is something I've been trying. I don't know how to edit or anything, but I try my best. What else could there be?
Another question I forgot to mention was, does your family know about your Vidly, and how do they think, if so?
So I did tell, like, for the most part, my aunt is, like, fine with it. She thinks it's a good idea. My mom, at first, when I showed her it, because she didn't know that much about it, and I said, I made this new account of this thing, and she said it wasn't, that I shouldn't be on it, because she said, and I'm not living with my mom right now, I'm only living with my aunt, but she said that because it was, you know, like, because, you know, it was when I first got on there. It was after the gore era, but there was still, like, you know, you could see, like, neo-Nazi stuff on the front page and stuff, and she thought that maybe that's not, like, a good, like, image for me, but I, you know, I'm not like that.
Oh. So. By the way, I'm actually shocked you're about the same age as me, because...
Yeah, I know, it's, like, funny, I was too.
I don't know why, but, like, I don't know, it's just, like, when I saw you, I thought for a few seconds you were, like, 20 or something. Mm.
I did say on my page that I had, it did show, like, oh, age, like, 26 or something, but that's only because, you know how, like, if you're a kid, you're gonna, change your, make your account look age as an adult because you want to bypass the restrictions, right? Yeah. So, I thought there was that, but, I am 15, I'm only, like, a month old. You said your birthday was, like, what, July 9th, 2009, right? Or is it?
July 2nd.
Okay, July 2nd, okay. On mine is very close to that, June 11th, 2009, so we're both 15 and going to be 16.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mostly just, like, I'm actually just surprised, like, the thing is, like, 16-year-olds are literally about my age. That's just strange to me, because, like, in my head, I always think I'm, like, 10 years old or something.
Yeah.
And that, like, 16-year-olds are, like, way older than me.
Hmm. I have also
but
another
now,
thing I
but apparently like, but like now I'm the old people, not just being the young people looking up to the older teenagers.
Yeah. I think now, another thing I've noticed when it comes to story like that is I keep thinking it's 2020. Like, I'll look at YouTube videos and it says 8 years ago, and I think that should mean it was made in 2012 and not in, like, 2017.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it is. Anything else that you can think of?
No, this was good for a pilot episode. I'm grateful to have you on this.
Thank you.
If you enjoy this podcast, like and comment and stuff and share, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, I hope to make more episodes in the future. If you're a Vidly user and you want to be on this podcast, you can just comment on this or DM me on Vidly. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
That was nice. Oh, alright, bye. It was nice to have you. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway. Is there last words you want to say to the audience?
Well, the one thing I was kind of stuck on is the fact that you had, when you mentioned that idea for, like, a podcast that you said on a comment section, some people were, like, hating on it, and I hope that people won't do that here. That's all. That's my most fervent hope is that people actually think this is a cool idea, and just, you know, if you don't like it, then you can say so. I don't care, but just leave your feedback in the comments. That's pretty much all.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, bye. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
And thanks for being on this.
You're welcome.